basically the Malone Road across to the Lisburn Road. But that general area down the Lisburn Road, the whole way to Lisburn, is as congested as anywhere in London. I find that hard, or anywhere outside London, I find that hard to believe. But on the evening rush hour, apparently it is chocker-blocker. Let me speak to Greg Morrison from TomTom. Greg, good morning.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very well. You guys have been keeping a close eye on these things, and you've been reporting on Belfast for a number of years now. We fall foul of congestion. We're really bad.
I'm afraid it's not good news. You're right, Frank. And Belfast has once again been crowned the most congested city in the UK, following Edinburgh and London. And ultimately, what we do with the TomTom Traffic Index is we're trying to find out what the global traffic situation looks like. So we look at 390 cities around the world in 48 countries on six continents, from Rome to Rio, Buenos Aires to Belfast. And essentially why we do this is we want to see what the traffic situation looks like, and importantly, how it's evolving. And like I say, it's bad news for drivers in Belfast. You're once again the most congested city in the UK. In fact, congestion has gone up by 3% since last year. So what that really means for drivers in Belfast is that you will be spending 8.3 days a year as a driver stuck in traffic congestion. And I'm sure it feels like that for you as well when you're stuck every morning on the way to work.
So does it mean that the new bus lanes and the cycle lanes simply aren't working? Or are we breaking eggs while we're making these omelettes? And when we get the rapid transit system, which is going to take another little while to be fully put in place east-west of the city down towards the docks area, when all of that's in place, will the magic wand have cured our ills?
Well, I'm sure drivers in Belfast hope so. I mean, I know that you guys have been investing millions and millions in schemes to upgrade, you know, the York Street interchange, which is one of the busiest traffic areas in the city. And I know that there's going to be new underpasses and bridges to improve traffic flow, especially around the Westlink M2 and where the M3 meet. But you know, these things take some time to build. And I think we're looking at a completion date of 2020. So hopefully what we'll see, the reality is when these big schemes are underway, traffic congestion often increases for a little while before it decreases. But the good news is you guys are doing something about it. But look, the reason that we do this survey every year is not just to kind of call out cities that aren't doing that well with traffic congestion. It's also to encourage drivers to understand that they can do something to try and beat congestion too. And you know, there's an often cited study that says if only 5% of us changed our travel plans every day, and when I say change travel plans, I mean leave the house 15 minutes earlier or later, then that would actually result in a reduction in congestion of 30%. So 5% change of people change their plans, and 30% of people benefit. So it's really important that drivers understand how they can play a part in reducing congestion too.
It's common sense. It is. Greg, good speaking to you. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.